Morning. Justin Barney here. It is 58 degrees, and it's officially summer in Nashville. We're going to have a high in the mid to high 80s today and pure sun. This is the latest from NPR News. It is 6:04 a.m. Some North Nashville residents are expressing concern about plans at one of the neighborhood's signature institutions. Fisk University intends to build a 30-megawatt data center as part of the larger campus renovation. University leaders say that the 100,000-square-foot facility will give academics departments access to intensive computing and data storage resources. Fisk would also be able to partner with commercial entities who want to use the data center. But nearby residents tell the Nashville Banner that the plan caught them by surprise. Around the nation, people in many communities are voicing opposition to data centers for environmental reasons and because they can be loud. The center Fisk wants to build would get its power from Nashville Electric Service rather than generating its own electricity, but it would be a closed-loop cooling system to reduce the draw on the municipal water supply. So far, more than 100 people have signed a petition calling for a stop to the data center plans. You can hear more about the reactions to data centers in Tennessee on today's episode of the Nash Villager podcast at WPLN.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Many of Tennessee's rural counties have elected constables. It's like a sheriff, but the elected office is a one-man agency. In many places, it's technically an unpaid job. But it hasn't been for Tim Fowler. He's the current constable of Brady County near Chattanooga. And according to the Chattanooga Times Free Press, Fowler has brought in more than $100,000 from U.S. Customs and Immigration Enforcement. It's come in the form of stipends for transportation upgrades, tactical equipment, and invoices for law enforcement work carried out on ICE's behalf. Some of that work was carried out in other states, including South Carolina. And he's not alone. The Times Free Press reports 9 other Tennessee constables have signed agreements with ICE. Unpaid constables generally have to buy their own vehicles, uniforms, weapons, and equipment. The FIFA World Cup starts next week. The men's Japanese national team chose Nashville as its base camp city, meaning that they will eat, sleep, and train here for their entirety of the World Cup. Nashville is not even on FIFA's approved base camp cities list. Japan went off book for picking us and getting the after getting the pitch from Masami Tyson, a Japanese native who is also Mayor Freddie O'Connell's chief of staff.
I also went to Tokyo. I carved out half a day, kind of did a hard pitch and answered any questions that board members had. So I'm sure that was helpful. In fact, they told me that was really helpful.
This is NPR News.